You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. The festive season is upon us and many individuals might be looking to go away and looking to travel a bit. And ahead of that, we thought we'd take a look at what you need to put in place to protect your valuables, especially if you are looking to be away from them. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Hadi Ncube, who is the head of personal products at Standard Insurance Limited, which is a part of the Standard Bank Group, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Dr. Ncube. Thanks so much for taking the time. With the festive season upon us, what kind of risks typically come up from an insurance perspective that consumers might want to be thinking about at this time?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having me on the line. This is the festive time and people generally will be going away. Generally, what tends to be the problem during the festive season is that we see some weather-related risk. This is where in your absence, you know, the severe storms that usually come during this period of time in different parts of the country. And also what we have observed from our side is that during this period, you know, if we look at the amount of vehicles on the road, the accidents that happen and also damages to the vehicles and also even in some instances, injuries to human life. Because of the fact that security could be compromised by the absence of the families on holiday, we also see an increase in theft of household items. And also it tends to show also from our side where we see pipes and geyser-related damage because of the absence of people in their homes. What tends to happen is that they may fail or forget to switch off their geysers, and there could be maintenance-related item issues with the geyser and it starts leaking. And in some instances, you know, due to changes in water pressure as a result of the switching on and off of water, either by municipal authorities, this is also can contribute to geysers burst. And the families can be surprised coming back on to find that they've had some leaks in their homes. Thanks, Jimmy.
Dr. Ncube, when you talk about the leaks in the homes, the first thing that jumps to mind is water damage. Because I imagine if we're away and a geyser does happen to burst, then whatever's in and around that vicinity or whatever the water runs into, that water's not going to be swept up or cleaned up immediately. Is water damage something that people can kind of claim for alongside something like a geyser burst, or even if the water damage is caused by the weather conditions, where do we kind of land on what constitutes a water damage claim?
Yeah, generally in terms of water damage, we're looking at damage that is as a result of weather-related issues, be it hail, storm, flooding. Those would traditionally be covered by insurance companies. But you also have water damage as a result of pipes can burst and also geysers can leak. Those would typically be covered by insurers. I'm talking about damage to the pipes themselves and the damage to the geyser in terms of replacement of pipes and replacement of geysers. But you also look at the consequential damage. This could be damage to the built-in cupboards, damage to laminated flooring, and damage to even household property and contents in that regard. However, what we would generally exclude is in the instance of families going out on holiday and say before they left, there was either a water cut and they opened taps and they forgot to close them. Hmm. In this instance, such wouldn't be covered because it's not considered generally fortuitous and accidental to a large degree, but also it has got a moral hazard component in it, and that's primarily insurers. The reason why insurers wouldn't want to be keen to insure such damage.
When you're looking at those hazards, or you're looking at those kind of negligent decisions. I mean, sometimes it's a genuine accident. Sometimes individuals leave them there by not paying attention. From an insurance perspective, if I have these policies in place, as the policy holder, what are the obligations that I have to keep in mind? What are the things that I have to keep in mind so that my policy does cover me in the event of me needing to claim?
I think overall, you know, from an insurer, as an insured person, a policy holder, one of the primary obligations of the policy holder is to ensure that you pay your premium upfront, as is required by your contract. So that is one aspect, that you make sure that you are always fully paid and you don't run the risk of not being covered because of either the non-payment of premium. If the next aspect is that when we do insure as insurers, what is quite fundamentally important is that the provision of correct information upfront for the assessment of your risk and the determination of the correct premium that you should be paying is quite a pertinent consideration when it comes to damages. So because you are the sole custodian of the information that understand yourselves and your property and what needs to be insured correctly, it is important that policyholders provide the correct information to ensure that in future there's no disagreement about what should have been and what could have been. So added to that is that if you look also in terms of by correct information, also it speaks to the values. Policyholders, to a certain degree, they understand the property and they can get an evaluation of what their property, I'm talking the buildings, I'm talking the household contents, they can get a sense of what the correct value that they need to insure for in that regard. To some extent, insurers have got the capacity to help where needed, but it is primarily an obligation of insurance to make of the policyholder to ensure that the correct information is provided, including correct values that for which the property needs to be insured for.
Dr. Ngube, as an insurer, what kind of tips and easy wins do you have that consumers can make use of? You mentioned the fact that we've got weather conditions or storms that typically happen around this time of year in certain parts of the country. What easy things can people do to protect their homes, protect themselves, their valued items, and just reduce the amount of claims? I imagine nobody wants to really claim from insurance every single time. It becomes quite a process. But what can people do just from their own perspective?
There are quite a number of things. So if I take overall holistically, let's start with household properties. If you know that you're not going to be around for a particular time period over the festive period, for example, you have got to make sure that when you leave that your linked alarm is set up and is in working condition, because that could also help as a deterrent in terms of intruders coming through. And in some instances, if you are in a neighborhood position, you, depending on the extent of how you interact with your neighbors, you could also have them watch out in the instance where an alarm is triggered, that they can phone you or help trigger the response, the armed response, to help in that regard. So that's the security part of it. If you look at just the fact that the incidence of vehicle accident during the festive period, one is to make sure that you drive at reasonable speeds or within acceptable speeds in a safe driving way. That's the other way that could avoid one getting involved in accident. For example, avoiding drunken driving, which we see that it contributes to quite a number of claims that come through, at a number of accidents generally. So if we then also consider from a building perspective, you know, maintenance of the building is quite useful, in the sense that if you maintain your building, especially you look at the roofing structure of the building, making sure that you repair potential cracks on the roof that could actually result in water seeping or coming through and ingressing into the roof. These are some of the tips that policyholders can make sure that over a period of time, they can continue maintaining their home in a way to avoid what potentially could be a claim in future that may be rejected purely because of maintenance-related issues.
Dr. Ngube, is it worthwhile informing your insurer if you intend to be away from home for an extended period of time? I mean, obviously, in the festive time, when people are traveling or going on holidays, homes that are kind of vacant for a couple of days start to look and become prime targets for criminal activities. Is it worthwhile to have a conversation with your insurer to say, hey, guys, I'm not going to be around. Please, can you guys keep an eye out? Or is that a conversation to be had with, as you said, with your neighbors and a trusted family friend to say, just check in on the house? Is there anything the insurer can do from that perspective?
So there are instances where the insurer is required to be informed, especially in traveling. For example, some insurers need to be informed about your travel if you're actually going across the in different outside of the country and you're driving an insured vehicle. Some insurers requires to be informed so that in future, if anything happens, if you are across the border, and in the event of that damage, when it comes to a claim perspective, you're already informed and they're very much aware of that. So in the generality of, they say, from a home perspective, yes, you can have your insurer engagement, but they would just give you more tips around what you need to do, considering the fact that you'll be away for a period of time. They will also alert you in some of the insurers within the policies. They have occupancy conditions that speaks to the fact that you may not leave your property vacant for a certain minimum number of days without anybody. So they would keep on reminding you of that, for example, if you have to go away for more than 60 days, if there's a condition that says beyond 60 days, the property is vacant, may not be insured. If you made contact with the insurer, your insurer can reach an agreement with you. That's one point. Or the insurer can emphasize that part to you to say, don't forget that beyond 60 or 90 days, you may not have insurance, therefore make the appropriate arrangement to have somebody in the property beyond that particular point to preserve your insurance going forward.
Make sure you are prepared this holiday and festive period, especially if you will not be at home. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngube. That's Dr. Hadi Ngube, who is the head of personal products at the Standard Insurance Limited business, which is a part of the Standard Bank Group, joining us to take a look at how to be better prepared for your insurance claims this festive period. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.